Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
We're going to talk today about all of the things that we have coming up for this community and the things that you can get involved in 2020, and also our plans for the podcast and all of that, right? So, Andy, what episode are we on?
I don't think we're going to do an episode on this one. We're just going to call it an extra. So,
okay, Seller Roundtable right. Extra. So, yeah. Sounds good to me. Yep. All right. Well, you know, I would say that the first thing that we have to talk about in 2020 is that next week we have the Inspire Conference coming up. And the Inspire Conference is all about wanting to inspire your business. So all of the businesses that I've talked to, they really have a hard time, and myself included, right? Our business also has this problem, you know, digital fire, we struggle with this. Really just defining what our vision is and mapping out our goals and making that happen. So we decided to create a 3-day conference just focused on that. So we've got 15 speakers flying in from around the country to come and present at that conference. And we're just so excited to talk and hang out for 3 days. So those of you who did not get in time, if you did not get in time to come to the Inspire Conference, but you would still really like 3 days of content right now on amazingathome.com, you can actually buy your ticket to the virtual summit. So we're going to do a virtual summit in March, and Andy has agreed to give all of his secrets at that virtual summit in March. But not only that, you're going to have all the recordings from the presentation that were given in at next week's conference, and we are going to do some live Q&As with the speakers. So for those of you who maybe live far away and couldn't make it to Inspire, or, you know, and we do have that is a valid excuse, you know, even though we do have some folks coming from Australia. But it's for those folks that really would like the information and be able to access it virtually. And right now it's only $99. So we put it on sale during the conference and just after the conference so that you can get in on that ticket. And so it gives you all the 3 days of presentations, recordings of the presentations. And then during that virtual summit in March, we will also be retouching with some of those speakers and adding some bonus nuggets in there and, you know, getting things going. So definitely check that out. It is at amazingathome.com/inspire-summit. So check that out and get your ticket to that if you're wanting to attend the virtual summit. And then we have our Seller Roundtable Masterclass. So something that was really popular that Andy and I talked about in 2019 was sourcing small. And so recently we did we went live with Jess Hill and we kind of walked people through, gave them some tips. And that video is posted on the Seller Roundtable page. So make sure that you check that out. If you're wanting to learn about our Seller Roundtable masterclass that we did. And that is just a really cool way to learn how to sell on Amazon. And Andy, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the success stories that we've had from Seller Roundtable, from the Sourcing Small Masterclass?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of feedback. And I think the main thing that we've gotten back from people is, number one, how cheap the course is. And cheap does not mean that it's not valuable. It's extremely valuable because what we're teaching you is, you know, what
we're teaching you how to come up with ideas without, you know, without putting your life savings on the line. And really kind of showing you how to make decisions driven by data rather than, you know, a tool that supposedly gives you the best product ideas that everybody else who's using that tool gets. So it's extremely inexpensive. You get a ton of value. The feedback that we got was, you know, people got way more value than they expected, than they thought. And we're actually going to rename the course because Sourcing Small, I think people, when they heard that title, thought that it was just like, you know, having the word small in the title just wasn't the best choice. Because we literally show you how to take, you know, go from the beginning, get product ideas, and then get it all the way to Amazon FBA. So step by step, we have, you know, printouts, we have worksheets, we have everything that you need to know in order to get to that point. And then we also have a Facebook group that we help you guys directly, you know, where we're there to interact with. If you guys have any pitfalls or questions, we're there to help you guys. And then part of the relaunch is we're actually moving onto our own platform. Where it's going to be instead of Facebook group, the Facebook group's going to still live, but that's just going to be more to support you guys. The actual content's going to be moving to our own platform. And then we're going to be adding more and more courses and material to that platform throughout the year, including some free, completely free courses that are going to be super value packed and show you guys how to do things like launch effectively, and you won't pay a dime for them. So we're super excited about that.
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, the cool thing about it is that I just shared it to another group and it like was repeating back through my microphone here. But the cool thing about it is that we actually start with listing optimization. So you're getting listing optimization training, and then we teach you how to choose a brand name that is going to be safe for testing a product on Amazon, which is, you know, a big skill that so many people are always asking me, Amy, what should I name my brand? And does my store name have to match that? And how do I set all that up? Like, that's actually included. That alone, you know, would take at least an hour coaching call. And this course is less than an hour coaching call. Then you get the listing optimization training. You get free access to our seller SEO software. We definitely teach you how to do these things without needing software, but we empower you with software should you choose to use it. The other cool thing is that we also teach you how to get products on Alibaba and on AliExpress and be able to get them in small quantities, which is what people are really kind of lacking. You don't want to jump into private label when it's only, you know, just a few people, you know, it's just a few products that you want to kind of test out. So we're teaching you how to source that small. And that's why we named it the Sourcing Small Masterclass, because we want you to be able to buy like 50 units instead of 2000 units. And then what we move on to after that is actually teaching you how to create a shipment, how to prep and label your products, which, I mean, that alone, again, is just hours of training. And then we take you into how to actually launch on Amazon. So we teach you, you know, how to set up your products, how to set up promotions, how to set up your PPC for a launch. So you're getting all of that. And the feedback that we got from people is, whoa, this is like a whole private label course. Like, I didn't expect this, not for $96, right? So it's just a great value. Definitely, we're going to keep it at that value. So definitely, you know, check that out. You can go to digitalfire.agency and click on training. And right under there is the Sourcing Small Masterclass. And watch out for the rename, or maybe we'll have a renaming contest. That'll be kind of fun.
I like it.
So what else do we got going on, Andy? We have the, oh my goodness. I guess this part is me. We're going to China.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? So you guys, we're going to China. So I know you guys in the past, we've gone to China with the Canton Fair experience. That was my company previously. And we did a full course like 2 months prior to going to China. And then we went to China and Kevin came with us on this last one. And he, you know, had a great time and learned a lot in China. But we have actually ended that business and we are separating now the course from the China trip. So now we're just going to China, and you can just, for a really affordable price, you can come to China with us, check out the Canton Fair. We're going to do some master classes while we're there, and it includes a sourcing course. So as part of that, for $2,900, y'all, you can come to China with us. It includes 7 nights of your hotel. It includes your transportation to and from the fair every day, and your transportation to and from the airport to the hotel. So when you get to China, somebody's going to be, you know, holding up a sign with your name on it, so you're not lost, right? They're going to bring you to the hotel. It includes 3 paid meals at night, as well as breakfast every morning in the hotel. And then the rest of the stuff you can add on if you would like. So if you want to take part in one of our master classes while we're in China, we're going to do an expert sourcing masterclass in China. And that's going to be really cool, because we're going to invite some of our folks who have been working and living in China for years, and they're going to teach you how to find factories outside of the Canton Fair. So that is really cool, because, you know, the Canton Fair is great, but it costs factories over $100,000 to have one of those booths. And what's happened is it's almost become like real estate, right? Because these factories that have had a booth at the Canton Fair have held onto it for years and years and years, and they've started leasing it out to other companies. And so it's raised the price. So a lot of really great factories either can't get a spot because somebody's been holding that spot forever, or they can't afford it because maybe they're a newer factory and the lease price to get someone else's booth is over $100,000. So there are hundreds of thousands of factories in China that you guys can source from outside of Canton Fair. It's just a matter of learning how to do that. So we're gonna do an expert sourcing masterclass. Also, leading up to our China trip, we are going to have a private Facebook group where we're going to get together, get to know each other. We'll help you with your visa, help you with your travel arrangements, help you decide which phase to come to, that kind of thing. And then we're also going to include a sourcing course in there. So we've got about five different units. So we're going to talk about, you know, making your sourcing list before you go. We're going to talk about communicating with suppliers. We're going to talk about negotiating. What kind of things should you expect when you're talking to suppliers at the Canton Fair? And then, you know, we'll talk about factory visits, how to arrange those, that kind of stuff. So basically, you're going to get a sourcing masterclass as part of your trip thrown in to really kind of help you prepare. And then you're going to get a chance to meet the other people that are coming on the trip with us. So really, there's nothing close to this. In fact, you would really almost pay the same amount if you went to China by yourself. So that is how affordable it is. Plus, we're including the paid meals and the sourcing masterclass ahead of time, and we're helping you get your visa and stuff like that. So definitely check that out. You can go to amazinginchina.com. And again, our early bird pricing right now is $2,995. The cheapest group China trip is over $6,000. So definitely we wanted to remove all the barriers of being able to come to China for you guys. We want to remove the barriers. We want you to come, because once you experience China for the first time, it's just going to open up so many possibilities for your business and for sourcing. It really changes things for you. Kevin, maybe you want to talk a little bit about, I know for me, one of the questions that I got, this morning, somebody reached out to me and they said, you know, my supplier said that they're not at the Canton Fair because it's all trading companies. I explained, well, no, there are some trading companies, but more likely they're trying to save face, because they probably either can't afford a spot. I mean, I don't blame them. That's very expensive. Or they're just trying to save face because they can't get a spot at the Canton Fair. But what I told him is, like, just understanding, because he's only been sourcing online before this, right? So just understanding the availability of the different types of products and factories. that you can see in China is really going to change the way that you source and the way that you run your business. So I would love, and one example that I gave him is I've been sourcing from a trading company, and I've been paying $2.65, which was still a 10x multiplier on a product that I sell. And when I went to Canton Fair and talked to the factory, they had more options for me. I could come and visit the factory. I could do more with this product. I had better design options. I had control of what was going on there. And the price quote they gave me was 65 cents for the same product. That's huge. I was paying $2.65. And my quote now went down to 65 cents. So if I'm ordering 1,000 units at a time, you guys, I just saved myself over $2 a unit. That's a big deal, right? That's a really big deal. So I'm really looking forward to visiting that factory this time and you know, really moving on that product line because that's doing really well for me. What did you learn, Kevin, in this last trip to China? And why do you recommend people give China a try?
Yeah, so I think that I started in a similar boat to a lot of people. We kind of start just with a pen pal relationship through email, met them on Alibaba or whatever. But it's completely different when you actually go and visit the factory. You really see what they're doing, how your product's made, the condition of how they're just doing everything. You build a relationship with them, which is really one of the keystone things about having that, you know, supplier is building that relationship. Yeah, it's interesting, Amy, that you say I had a really similar experience. I'd been working with the supplier for, 4 years now. Went to China, visited their factory. It was kind of a smaller factory, and they just would not budge on price. And so I got them down a bit once we kind of built our relationship, came back and, you know, finally got to the point where they could go back and research and rethink the pricing on it. But in addition to that, I met another supplier at the Canton Fair that they seemed like they had a lot bigger factory. They were over in Ningbo, and they have just blown the pricing way out of proportion with my previous factory. And it's just, it's crazy that, you know, they're not on Alibaba or anything. They're a legit factory. I feel like sometimes Alibaba factories, they're kind of just, I don't know, they're not necessarily always legit. So yeah, there's so much opportunity to go to China and, you know, learn the culture, learn how to negotiate, find a legit factory rather than, you know, this is a business, guys. If we're really looking to build a business, or are we looking to build, you know, just an Amazon seller account? And I always want to try and build a business. If we're going to build business, we need to do business in China and try and be legit, right? So finding a legit factory is number one, building that relationship. So yeah, that's the thing, right? If you're going to go and approach a big retailer to maybe your product grows, you want to approach a retailer. Are you going to go do $500,000 order with somebody you've only had a pen pal relationship with, you know? So yeah, it was awesome. I think I'm actually going to be going with Amy as well. So I look forward to it. And yeah, it should be fun to get in Guangzhou again and hang out.
Yes, definitely. I really look forward to that. And then a lot of people had had a question about, okay, well, wait, Amy, you said you're separating the course now from the China trip. So what's going on with the course? And that's also really exciting news because I thought there were some things lacking from our Canton Fair Experience course. First of all, you're kind of rushing because you got 2 months to learn the whole process, right? And so we're missing a lot of really big pieces of actually coming up with product ideas. That was something that was lacking. It was something we didn't cover enough of, in my opinion. And the other thing that we did not cover enough of is actually setting up your business so that you can now source. And after you make that order from China, actually having a foundation for your business to come back to and launch on. And so many people were having to book coaching calls with me to, you know, I'm not mad about that, but it's a lot of setup and a lot of information that was not covered because we just didn't have time to cover absolutely everything. So now what we're doing is we're separating that course into 3 separate courses, and you're going to be able to buy them as a bundle, or you're going to be able to take them a little bit at a time. So obviously, if you're just getting started selling on Amazon, what you're going to want to do is start with the Sourcing Small Masterclass, because what that's going to help you do is just learn the process and take a little test product and source it and get it out there, right? And then we have our ideation masterclass, and that's going to be covering how to actually come up with product ideas, how to, and let me bring it up here. I'll share my screen. I actually have an image of that course. So let me bring that up here and let's see here. So, and you know, the hard part here, let me go to courses and bring this up. There we go. And I will share my screen and just kind of show you guys what I'm talking about here. All right. So
make sure you describe it for the listeners, Amy.
Yes. So our sourcing masterclass that I have on the screen right now, we're going to cover sourcing 101. So talking about making a sourcing list, finding suppliers, factory visits. We're going to cover communication and negotiation. Now, this is included with the China trip. Communication guidelines, negotiating right, and sourcing agents. Do you need a sourcing agent? When should you bring in a sourcing agent? As well as the importance of having a team on the ground in China and visiting China at different times when you get to that point. Quality and inspections, you guys, I can't even tell you how many people are missing the boat on inspections. I saw something in a Facebook group the other day. People were saying, send the products to your house and have them inspected. No, don't do that. There's inspection companies for that, you guys. So I don't know why people are missing that, but this is very, you know, this is basic information that needs to get out there that you guys need to understand because it's fundamental to your business. So we're going to teach you about quality control. We're going to teach you about inspections and about lab testing. And then finally, logistics, understanding what is an importer. That's you. You're an importer. And you need to understand the basics of importing. You need to understand how tariffs come into play, what products you need to pay attention to because you may be paying additional duties. I can't tell you how many times I've had coaching calls with somebody who said, oh yeah, I'm going to do wooden furniture. And I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know, you pay additional duties on wooden furniture, right? Because that's something that's easily sourced in the US. And people go, what? Wait, what? I didn't know that. So understanding what additional duties are and how tariffs work. And then we're going to talk about shipping and freight forwarding because that's another thing that is not exactly covered. So this is included in the China trip, is this sourcing masterclass. Kevin, what do you think? And Andy, what do you think based on those things? What are the most valuable things to learn when we're talking about sourcing from China?
I hate additional duties.
what is
my childish potty mind? Whenever I hear that, I always just like, you know, laugh inside, but that just shows you I'm a 42 year old man trapped in a 20 year old's body, you know.
Negotiation number one for me.
And why is that, Kevin? Why do you think negotiation is number one?
Well, negotiation is different in China, right? In the US, it's like a battle. You know, it needs to be done right now. And it's just, the culture is completely different. And I think that, I mean, that was one of my biggest takeaways from my last China trip as well.
Yeah. So the next class that we're going to talk about is the ideation masterclass. So we are going, this class is going to be launched just after, we already have people on the waiting list for this class. This class is going to be launched after we get back from China. And we are going to talk about discovering great product ideas, so finding opportunities in the marketplace, doing market research and discovering niches. So many people do not understand market research. They're relying on tools like Jungle Scout or you know, Helium 10 or Viral Launch. And there's nothing wrong with those tools. They provide good information. However, they shouldn't be used as your sole decision point. You should just be using the data from them. So we're going to actually teach you how to dig into the market, how to discover a niche, and how to look at what demands are being unmet in those niches. We want you guys to be able to find opportunities inside of the market without having to use these tools, because the tools are pulling the same data over and over and over again. And the best brands are the first to market with new ideas that meet demands in the marketplace. And we want you guys to be one of those brands. And it's actually fairly simple to do. There's already a model for it. People have been trading goods and services since the caveman days. So this is not new information. It's just being taught inside of this Amazon bubble. And we want to kind of take you out of that and go, hey guys, let's study the market. Let's dig into niches. Let's find out what the demands are and let's meet those demands that are unmet with products. So this is just a really great course. And then we're going to talk about actually validating those ideas. So you got this idea and you think there's a demand, you found a little, probably an opportunity in the marketplace, but you aren't really sure if it's going to sell. How do you order thousands of that product? How do you go into developing that product if you aren't sure if it's going to sell? So we're going to teach you about prototyping and how to actually ensure people will be lined up to buy from you at launch time. And then we're going to talk about mastering business planning. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh no, I was just going to say, I think that's one of the biggest things that people reach out to me for is, just coming up with a product idea. I literally just got a message, on LinkedIn this morning, about a lady who listens to the podcast, asking, she sent me a link to Alibaba and was like, hey, is this a good product? And I replied, it's funny because people send me that kind of stuff all the time. And unfortunately, folks, if you guys reach out to me, I will help you as much as I can, but I'm not going to do the work for you. So I sent her the link to the Sourcing Small Masterclass, and I told her, that we will teach you for $96. It's a small investment to learn the basics. But Amy, I think that's one of the biggest, you've had this so many times, so have I, where people will go in, they'll spend, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. I mean, the amount of money people will spend, buying and selling, trying to sell a terrible product is one of the biggest pitfalls of getting onto Amazon and being successful. So guys, even just learning that portion before you jump into Amazon is going to save you so much time, money, anguish, and is really going to help you build a strong foundation for success in the long run.
Hey, let me jump in here.
Yeah.
It's my opinion that, product ideation is probably the number one area that people struggle with. And it's no wonder, right? Because why do we have so many tools that people just go on and find new products, right? But in fact, in my perspective, those aren't new products. Those are just existing products that are being sold. And you're going to tweak the color, or you're going to put a little clip there to make it clip onto your backpack. Hopefully you'll take a little market share. And so we wrote a portion of this ideation class that really helps you create with the creative process. So if you want to invent a brand new product, how would you go about doing that? Screw all the product research softwares. I don't want to sell somebody else's product. I want to create my own product. How can we do that? Well, I think that is one of the coolest parts that I'm excited about for this class, is kind of sharing that information. And there's actually a process that you can really just, it's a numbers game, right? If you really just toy around with different creative ideas, you'll eventually get to one that's your own. Possibly patentable, in which case, if anybody tries to rip you off of those product research tools, well, you've got the patent, and it's going to be pretty difficult for them to do that. So it's kind of like putting a moat around your business. It's awesome.
Yeah. And the other thing about patenting often scares people, like inventing scares people. And I just want to remove that fear, because it's not that expensive to patent, and it's really not that hard to protect your ideas. So, we've made a lot of great contacts over the years, and we've really kind of perfected this process. So we're removing these big scary things where everybody thinks, oh my gosh, it's going to take me forever and I'm never going to be able to do that. Well, it doesn't have to take you forever, and you can do it. So that is what this is all about, is just simplifying the process. There are brands out there in the marketplace already doing this. So you have to ask yourself, like, why can't I do it too? That's how I got started. I said, why can't I do it too? Why can't I patent something? Why can't I bring a new product to the market? And I said, yes, I can. I can do this and I can help other people do the same thing. So really excited to talk about that. And then finally, the last part of this ideation masterclass that we're going to be talking about is actually mastering business planning. So I have a full module. It's going to actually be a course on its own called Smart Start. And that is where we're going to actually teach you guys to build your foundation. I can't tell you how many people have come to me and they don't have any footprint off of Amazon. And today, if you do not have a footprint for your brand off of Amazon, you're going to have a tough time. You need to be driving external traffic. You need to not have all your eggs in the Amazon basket. So what does that look like? How do you set up a foundation for your business? So you have this great idea. How do you execute it? So that's what we're going to do is you're going to have, I think it's like 5 or 6 modules that I've put together. And it's all about, okay, what's your brand name? What's your logo? Like, how should these things look? What should you be thinking about in terms of packaging? What about your distribution and your marketing channels? What is your sales plan? We're going to talk through all of that. So then after you source your idea, you're going to be able to actually execute. You're going to have a plan to follow. And that's what we're covering at Inspire, you know, but giving you guys access to understanding how to set up a firm foundation for your business, how to connect with your audience. That's a huge thing. So we're really excited to talk to you about mastering business planning because it's something that people really struggle with. And I feel like from the Canton Fair Experience course, that's something that we did not touch on enough because people kind of got back from China and they got ready to kind of source their products. And they're like, well, where do I go from here? You know? And so then leading you naturally into really Digital Fire, which is going to help you with your launch. Right. So we've got some updates on Seller SEO. And what we're going to be doing with Seller SEO, as well as some success stories from RebateJet. You know, just today I got I was on a call with somebody who said, hey, Amy, there's no more Amazon giveaways. What do I do? And again, this person did not necessarily have a large web footprint set up yet. So that is what RebateJet is all about. And the question that I get the most often when it comes to RebateJet is, what's the difference between RebateJet and RebateKey? So, you know, the big difference is that we give you guys the opportunity to do both instant rebates and rebates. And Andy, can you talk a little bit about the differences between instant rebates and rebates on RebateJet and how folks can utilize RebateJet to drive external traffic to their listing and really help, especially if they don't have a large web footprint.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.